podcast, Wednesday rant, coming out after a little break on y'all. Life, it occurs. I apologize for the break. Here we are, though. I think I got a subject you might like. One that's been irking me. I can guarantee you that. And the word of the day is microaggressions. And I heard so many different people explain it and use examples of it. And I flitted all around the internet and flitted all around to my friends. And well, all right, so I just had to break it down old school. Merriam-Webster. A comment or action that subtly and often unconsciously and unintentionally expressed a prejudiced attitude toward a member of a marginalized group. I'm not going to let go of this unconsciously and unintentionally, by the way, because I need you to understand that that thread and thought can allow you to redefine what happens in these moments rather than getting your feathers all ruffled. What do they say to me? Nah, bruh. So where does this word come from? Where does it originate? Where does the thought and idea originate? Well, it was from a psychiatrist in the 1970s. Not going to sit here and dig and dig and dig. But basically the thought was is that he observed certain phrases that was almost flippantly racist thrown out toward African Americans. Sad. It happens. It breaks my heart when I witness a real microaggression. I'm not here to undermine this word, but I'm really sick of people diluting it. Sick of it. All right? Because this is not a philosophical stance. This is not how to interpret the world that you are receiving. This is, in some ways, a theory and thought process on what is possibly going on in those moments. Not a philosophical stance. A psychiatrist thought, oh, when people are doing that, I don't think they're meaning to be mean, so what's going on? This does not mean this is how you should go about fishing the world that you receive. Because it has one major flaw inside of all its assumptions. And that is the flaw mostly by the receiver. Once again, I'm not here to destroy the word. Quit diluting the word. Quit making everything a stinking microaggression. Okay? Because this is a real world, and there are real examples of it. Absolutely. Absolutely. You see, but there's one little thing. You got to be objective about who it is from. Who this moment is coming from matters. People are not well socialized. We're not as awesome as we like to think we are. We're all flawed. And people don't speak good either. People don't know how to phrase themselves. People a lot of times don't even know where they're going with a sentence. And then they just... And then there they are. Should be semi-embarrassed over what they even said. You know, it's like asking the girl to the prom every day some days, right? Assuming a negative Freudian slip rather than honest surprise at a cognitive dissonance is just so irresponsible to me. Assuming that there's a negative little demon in their brains dancing around at how they judge the world rather than an honest surprise and a cognitive dissonance is irresponsible, illogical, and overall childish. especially if you don't know a person, especially if you haven't gotten to understand them. And that's where I'm going with this. You cannot judge what you are receiving as a microaggression until you honestly know that person, know their background, know that they may actually be just trying to get to know you. Now, they may be a sexist pig. They may be a rat, racist rat. But you better find out before you allow your emotions to even get involved. You see, because you could also be missing out on a great teaching moment. This person may not know about white trailer trash, Asians, may not understand redneck Louisiana boys from the bayou, maybe from North Dakota and never saw a black person before. Quit diluting the experience. Quit undermining a powerful word and tool used to understand this planet and the humans that are on it. Be prepared to teach and educate rather than be offended. Please understand that the ignition and the gas pedal both hook up to the motor in a car. They're connected to the same system. It doesn't mean the intent are connected. Different actions require a different intent. Assume innocence. Assume it. Assume innocence. In your critical thinking, so that your reception of words is not critical. Be objective about the world you're receiving. Understand that for every 5 things you think you know, there's 35,000 you ain't got a clue about. And that is true for everybody. So be fair. All right? Learn. You be the one who steps out of their shell and fixes it. Because you know what? Even in the end, if they really are the oppressive person, you might be the thing that finally breaks through to them. Objectivity is true freedom. The ability to know when to remove your emotions and to remove yourself is the key. As always, Wednesday Rants, Brock Washington. Please like, subscribe, comment, yell. Give me your thoughts. Until then, my simians. See you again.